Nobody, nobody, nobody cared. Nobody lauded him. Nobody sang. No crowd applauded him. No bells rang when he went to the desert to fast and pray. Nobody, nobody, nobody cared.
But oh, how the thousands came when the bread was multiplied. And oh, how hosannas rang at their king's triumphal ride. And as long as the miracles flowed like wine, they called him wonderful. They came to dine.
Nobody wanted him. No one remained. They only taunted him when his cross was stained with the blood freely given. Nobody, nobody cared.
Turn with you in your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. The first thought is, needs to be there. We are at war. I'm going to talk more about that next week. Our enemy, our battle, and we are at war with the world, the flesh, and the devil, and we are soldiers. Not next Sunday, but the following Sunday is it on stand, stand, fast, stand, win. I'm going to ask all the people that's been in military to wear their military uniforms. That's not this Sunday, but next Sunday. And, huh? You can't get in them? Well, all you people that go hunting, wear your hunting gear, okay? That's pretty militant, and I'd probably be so camouflaged I won't be able to see you. But I don't want us to leave the thought that we are at war. Yeah, I think we've forgotten that. Huh? Come on, talk to me. We've forgotten the seriousness that we are at war, and there's a whole world out there that desperately does not know Jesus, mainly because the churches of America have gone to sleep. Is that true? That's true. And we are a part of that. And we got to realize, no, no. And it's easy for us just to get caught up in the everyday life and forget that, wow, we're soldiers. We're soldiers. This morning, I want you to grasp the thought that you're a soldier, but I want you to realize in Ephesians 6:10, it says, be strong. That's first thing. Finally, he's already gone through Ephesians 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 great chapters. You got to read them. And then he sets up, he says, now I'm at the end of my message. Now when a preacher says finally, that still means he has 10 minutes left to go. Okay, always remember that. Always remember that. He says finally, this is the end. This is the best part. And he starts it out before he goes to the armor. He says, finally, my brothers and sisters, believers, be strong in the Lord, is that right? And in the power of His might. How do you do that? You put on the armor, okay? But He says, be strong. I just wanted to, that hit me. And I said, that's got to be the first message. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. So important. If we be strong in the war, we'll win. If you're strong in the war, you'll win. And you say, yes, yes, yes. But there's a problem. Everybody turn to Hebrews. Keep your place in Ephesians 6. Keep your finger in Ephesians 6. Go to Hebrews 11, verse 33. Hebrews 11, verse 33. But I'm weak. I'm weak. Strong and weak. You're shoveling snow. Anybody shoveling snow? I hate shoveling snow. I haven't got my wife excited about shoveling snow. And shoveling snow, you can't do much with a shovel. Is that right? No matter. They have all kinds of new things for shovels. But if we had the power, if we had a John Deere. Now, I want you to look at this John Deere. This is a really good John Deere. Now, this one has a firm cab that has air conditioning and heating, probably has breakfast, probably has TV, and it has, you know, has everything. And you get to ride in it, and you have all the power to blow all the snow. You can reverse, go sideways, get it all. I want you to know, folks, we're just shovels. But when we have God with us, we have a John Deere. And all the John Deere people said, amen. Okay. I was going to bring I don't even know the other companies. There are none. Okay. I knew I'd get that. We can have that. By yourself, you can't do it. I'm weak. I'm weak, God. I'm weak. I can't. My flesh is weak. Is that true? And your first command of the whole thing is, be strong. Be strong in the Lord. Hebrews 11, verse 33. Everybody look at it. I am weak. I'll lose the war. My goodness, the world and the flesh and the devil just pounds me. Is that true? And then he says, be strong in the Lord. But in ourselves, we can. Hebrews 11, verse 33. Look at it. I can't identify with this. This is too much. It says, who through faith subdued kingdoms? David won the wars. Wrought righteousness. Obtained promises. Sarah and Abraham. Stopped the mouth of lions. Who did that? Daniel. Wow, I don't quite make that. I'm weak. Quenched the violence of fire. Who stood through the fire? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Escaped the edge of the sword, Jonathan. Don't read the next part. Go say, waxed valiant in fight. This is Gideon. Turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised back to life again. Others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. It says, out of weakness, they were made what? There's the key. I'm weak. God, help me. I give in to the world. I give in to my flesh. And the devil can just go, and I fall over. Huh? We're weak. And he says, I'll lose. And you told me to be strong. How can I do that? You are weak, but you got a strong God. Now that's the key. Everybody turn to Hebrews chapter 2. Hebrews chapter 2. It's probably the best passage in the Bible. Just describing God. You're weak. We're weak. We won't make it. We'll lose. We won't win. The war's too much. The devil's too much. But God is strong. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14. Everybody look at it. Teenagers, children. Got to see this. This is what God says. It says this, for as much then as the children were partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same. God became what? Flesh, okay? To be a human. That through death, only a human can die, that through death he might destroy him that hath the power of death, and that is the... Is he stronger than the devil? Yes, he's strong. It says that he might destroy the power of the devil. And it's so important there. Verse 15. to deliver them from through fear of death were all their lives subject to bondage. These people were fear of dying, and God had to deliver him. Verse 16, for verily he took not on his nature of angels, but he took on the seed of Abraham. He became a man. That's all it's saying. Verse 17, wherefore in all things it behooved him, it was necessary for him to be made like unto his brethren, he became a human, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation, to be our sacrifice, to pay for our sins, for the sins of the people. That he's the power. He has the power to whip the devil. He has the power to win over the world, the flesh, and the devil. We don't. He does. I can't say that enough. And if you will be strong in the Lord, it doesn't say be strong in yourself. I don't have it. If I try to live for God, it works for a little bit, and then what? I'm weak. But it's he commanded me, first command of it all. Finally, brethren, be strong. Be strong. And we can do that. Teenager, you can do that. You can say no to the world, the flesh, and the devil. You can say that. Adult, you can say no. No, how do I do that? Is stay in him. It says, be strong in your God. Your God is strong. He's already defeated the world, the flesh, and the devil. And he's come to help you. And he's the God of gods. And he's able to do it. And it's so wonderful. Verse 18 of this text. For in that he himself has suffered being tempted, read the next three words. He is able, he's strong, to succor, to help them that are tempted. He's God. And he is. And he is strong. And he's your God. You're weak, but he is strong. And it's wonderful to realize that, wow, that's what it's all about, to have his strength. Okay, let's go to Galatians 2:20. Very important verse. We're going to end with this verse. This God, put the next one up. This God that is strong, and we're weak, as a believer, this strong God lives where? In and through me, you and me, us, believers. This God that is strong lives in us, and we're told to be strong in him, and he lives in us. Galatians 2:20, my life verse. Do you have a life verse? Hope you have a life verse. It's my life verse. It says, I am what? When Jesus died, my old self died right with him. I died. I don't live for me anymore. I'm a soldier of the cross. I'm not a civilian anymore. I'm his property. I'm to live for him. Folks, we need to get back to that. I need to get back to it more. We slip away from it, don't we? Come on, talk to me. We forget that we're in war and we're soldiers. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I'm still existing in my flesh here on earth. Is that right? You know, and I'm a soldier of heaven, but I'm still in my flesh here on earth. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I. Did you catch all of that? I died. I live. Now I don't live in my old strength anymore. Yet not I. But Christ, what? Liveth where? In me. So, I'm weak, and he's strong, and the strong one lives in me. Catch it? You know, you just don't have a shovel. You got a John Deere. No, don't just have a John Deere. You have a heated cab. It's so important. He lives in us. And he says, no, it's just, but Christ liveth in me, and the life, my Christian life right now, my life empowered by him, which I now live in the flesh, I'm a human being still, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me. Will He ever quit loving you? Even if you do wrong, do bad, do stupid, does he come back to you? Yes. He never leaves you nor forsakes. Who loved me and gave Himself for me. This strong God lives in me to work through me and empower me and to help me. And I can be strong. It's not me, it's Him. And I can experience His strength flowing in and through me. That's the key. That is so great. Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4. I'm just going to flow through this real quickly. If you've not read Ephesians 1, it just tells you what you have in Christ. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4. According as He hath chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. We're chosen. You got to grasp that. Put your mind around it. Verse 7. Flow down to verse 7. In whom we have redemption. We have it. We've been bought back. We've been saved through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of His grace. We're chosen. We're redeemed. We're forgiven. We have grace. Verse 11. In whom also we have obtained an inheritance. We're guaranteed a home in heaven, being predestined according to the purpose of Him who worketh all things after the counsel of His own will. My! All we have in Him. We can have, be strong in the Lord. Verse 13. In whom ye have trusted after ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom after ye have believed, ye are what? You're sealed. That's one of the greatest things. You can't lose it. You're sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Once you've experienced the Holy Spirit answering your prayers, talking to you out of the Bible, leading and guiding you, helping you, convicting you. Is that right? You're saved. You're safe. You have the strong God living in you. And He is the one that has chose you, redeemed you, forgive you, and gave you an inheritance at work in you, sealed you. Look at Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16. Not only is John 3:16 great, Ephesians 3:16. All of these notes are on a paper back there. All of these notes, if you have all of my notes that I'm going to give you, are on a paper back there if you want to get it after church. Ephesians 3:16, it says this, that He would grant you according to the riches of His glory. That's rich. To be what? Strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man. You got to experience that. It's not you. But if you'll lean on Him, He'll flow in and through you. The Word will come alive. Prayer will come alive. Victory will... Wow! How did I do that? God did it. You got to experience that. Ephesians 3:20. Now unto Him that is... What's the next word? Able, now unto Him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or even think, according to the power that worketh where? In us. You're commanded to be strong. Be strong, but not be strong in yourself. You can't. Be strong in the Lord. And the Lord lives in you and wants to work through you. And He's the one. Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. If you want to write by Ephesians 3:20, Philippians 2:13 is a great verse. And I have all these verses written back there. Just get your paper at the end and go through these. This will help you grab God and grab strength. Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. It says, for it is God which worketh where? In you. Now, we're just told in Ephesians 3:20 that his power that worketh in us. Philippians 2:13 is a sequel verse. For it is God which worketh in you both to push you to want to will and to do of his good pleasure. He's helping you wanting to do right and helping you to do right. And when you're tempted to do wrong, if you'll just lean on him, cram the Bible verses in you, trust him, he'll give you victory. It's not you. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. This Bible verse says this. Now, Lord, help me. You're with me. I believe that. Help me. Help me. I'm about to lie. Don't let me lie, God. Is that right? I'll fail. But I can be strong in you. And that is just wonderful. Colossians chapter 1. Everybody turn there. Colossians chapter 1, verse 9. Colossians chapter 1, verse 9. This strong God lives in us. This is a great verse too. I want you to go over these passages this week. If you're being weak and you don't know how to make it, these are the verses that you read and remind you what you all have in Christ and that it's Him at work in you. Colossians chapter 1, verse 9. For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we do not stop praying for you, for we continually ask God to fill you with the knowledge of His will through all the wisdom and understanding that the Spirit gives. The Spirit gives knowledge, wisdom, understanding, so that you may live a life worthy of the Lord. Wow, that sounds pretty good. And please Him in every way. How do I do that? In His strength. God, help me. God, help me. I'm about to lie. I'm about to get mad. I'm about to gossip. Help me. Help me. Is that right? Help me. Bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened. That's a great verse. Verse 11. With all power, according to His glorious might, so that you may have great endurance. How do you have perseverance? How do you have stick-to-itiveness? God gives it to you. You just let the Bible flow into you. If you abide in Him and His Word abide in you, is that right? It'll start happening. You'll have patience. Boy, preacher, I need patience. I need patience. God will give it to you. And you just flood your mind with the truth of patience and the truth of endurance, and God gives it to you. Being strengthened with all power, verse 11, according to His glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience, verse 12, and giving joyful thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of His holy people in the kingdom of light, for He has rescued us from the dominion of darkness, the evil one, the world, the flesh, and the devil, and brought us into the kingdom of His Son He loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Do you and redeem you from hell and forgive you all your sins and take you to heaven? Can He take care of you in everyday life? Yeah. And you're weak, yes, but He's strong. Don't live in your weakness. Live in His strength. Apply it. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Everybody turn there. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. You have to be weak in yourselves to be strong. When I am weak, then I am what? You got to understand that verse. That's what this verse is. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. Paul is having all kinds of difficulty. Paul's had the thorn in the flesh given to him to keep him humble and to keep him down. And it says in verse 9, 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9. And he said unto me, God said this, my grace is sufficient for thee. Do you trust God? Do you trust God with terrible tragedies or terrible difficulties or troubles, whatever? Do you trust God? Do you trust? My grace is sufficient for thee, Paul. My strength, here it is made perfect in your weakness. When you are weak, then you'll realize my strength coming in you and giving you faith and you standing. Is that right? You believing, you having peace, you having comfort, you having joy. How do you get it? I just trust. trust him. I just claim it in myself. I want to gripe and complain and fuss and fume and holler and scream. But because he is alive in me, I'm going to claim his grace, his strength, his peace for my strength. This is God speaking. My strength, his strength, God's strength, Jesus' strength is made perfect. It is shown, is revealed, is come alive in weakness, your weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I would rather glory in my infirmities. Wow. And here he lists them. That the power of Christ may rest upon me. You know, therefore, when I take pleasure, what a statement, in infirmities, all kinds of weaknesses, in reproaches, in all kinds of the issue of distresses. And then it says, in persecutions, in distresses, in all kinds of troubles, and then for Christ's sake, for when I am weak, what? Then I am strong. You know, that when I'm about to fall, that's when God lifts me up the best. When I'm about to yield to the temptation and I grab and say, God, help me. And you let the Bible flow through your mind and you believe it and you rise. And you be strong in the Lord. And it's wonderful. Let me just read these texts to you. John chapter 16, verse 33, it says, these things have I spoken unto you. They're back here. Second spoke unto you, that in Christ you may have peace. In the world you will have what? Trouble. Trials and sorrows. But take courage. Take heart, because I have overcome the world. Take strength. You know, you're going to have troubles, but in me you have peace. And trust me. Get strength from me. I've overcome the world. Isaiah 40, verse 31. Isaiah 40, you've heard this verse. But they that wait upon the Lord, right? Shall renew their what? Strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not. The word wait also means trust. But to wait on the Lord. Sometimes, do you like to wait? No, we Americans hate waiting, okay? We're ready right now. If the internet is 1/100th of a second slow, we're bored. Is it true? You know, wait. But to wait on God, there's sometimes you have to wait a long time for some prayers to be answered. Is that right? Wait and trust him. And those that do that, they're renewed. They're strengthened. I hope you experience that. Philippians 4:13, we all know it. Let's read it together. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That's powerful. He says, be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord. And in the power of his might. It's not you. It's the Lord. And it is so important. How are we vulnerable? Let's all get real practical here. How are we vulnerable? How are we, is our flesh rising, the world coming in upon us? I've not experienced much of the onslaught of demons or devils personally. I've experienced more the world tempting me, my flesh mostly tempting me. Is that true? Where does that happen? Where are you vulnerable? Are you vulnerable in your mind, in your thoughts, in your worry, in your bitter? Are you vulnerable in your eyes, your lust, your wants? Are you vulnerable in your mouth, your words? They're harsh, they're hurtful. Gossip, griping. Is that true? When we're doing that, that's the flesh. And we're vulnerable. You need to know, God, work on my mouth. How many of you have mouth trouble, huh? You know, how many of you have mouth trouble? How many of you have eye trouble, mind trouble, hand trouble that's doing wrong things? Or you got some habits that you just can't get? Heart trouble where you have some loves that aren't to be. Feet trouble, you go to places you're not supposed to go. Where are you vulnerable? Every person need to develop that this morning. You got to say, God, I need you in this area. I'm to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. But I have some weaknesses in the area of my mind, my thoughts, in the area of my eyes, in the area of my mouth, in the area of my hands, in the area of my heart, in the area of my feet. Is that right? I want everybody to pick a couple of those and declare war. Is that right? Because we are to be strong. And when Satan tempts us, no. No. I'm going to be strong in the Lord. I'm weak. Oh, I'm weak. My mouth gets me in trouble all the time. I can gossip. I can complain. I can mouth with the best of them. No. Be strong in the Lord. In the power of His might. It's Him. It's not me. Galatians. Also, the area of when temptations come. Put the next one up. Catch this one. When tempted, admit you are weak and immediately report directly to your commander for his strength and power for victory. You're not to try to fight it yourself. Is that right? We're to put the armor on. Is that right? He's the fighter. We're just put the armor on. So when you're tempted, don't try to, I'm not going to do this. No, just report to the commander very quickly. I'm being tempted, help me. And he will give you strength and he will give you power for victory. And the only reason he allows temptations, trials, troubles, testings is for you to realize how weak you are and how strong he is and have victory. It's the only reason. And so, victory. Is that right? Victory! Victory! Be strong in the Lord and in victory. Galatians 2:20, we've already done it and we close. Be weak in yourselves to be strong in Christ to win the war. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Victory! Let's pray. Lord Jesus, give victory. Give victory. Give victory. Lord, some have trouble with their minds, their thoughts. Help them. Some have trouble with their eyes. Give them victory. Some have trouble with their mouths. Lord, give them victory. Convict us, Lord. Help us to realize when we are gossiping, when we are griping, when we are complaining, when we are belittling, when we are harsh, when we are hurtful. Lord, those that have troubles with the area of hands and heart and feet, help us to admit it, give it to God, note how weak we are, and claim His victory by His power. Lord, give victory, because we are to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. In Jesus' name, amen.